is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Just me and Lance Garner. Is he still here?
He's still in the room. I'm not sure he's looking to chime in.
Well, he's welcome to come back anytime he wants. But right now, it's me and you. A couple of things. Well, we haven't talked about it in a while. Baseball looks like they have a 60-game proposal to the players. The players want more. Fully prorated. Neither side can file a grievance against the other, which only applies to the players. The players are threatening a billion-dollar grievance against the league for not negotiating in a fair manner. So, and it, the whole thing has been, both sides have been petty and just, the whole thing has been miserable for baseball. It's awful. So we'll see if they don't get it together and they can't get the job done. We shall see if this 60 games is going to go through. Maybe the players will say, well, we want at least 70 games. Whatever, then how are you going to get those in? Because it's right now, what is it, June 17th? What is today?
The 18th.
18th. So it's a month from now. Now, players have already been working out. And it's not like you can't, you know what, go play 10 big games and then let's go. I mean, it's 30, that we got to have 30 games before we start a season. Just go play some games. Go play some simulated games and let's get going. Every other league just starts up. They don't need 30 preseason games. Baseball just is an overkill in everything, isn't it? I mean, on top of the 162, you got to play 30 or more, 32, whatever it is, preseason games. Yeah. You're playing 200 games. It's really...
I rail against the 162. It seems unnecessary to determine a champion, but baseball loves its numbers, and getting away from something like that seems like a hard sell. But then you add in the multiple, maybe 30 preseason games, and how many of them actually feature players you're going to see on opening day. It's a lot. I mean, baseball is a sport that is hard to digest for some people because of how long it takes, and they just like they don't recognize that for whatever reason. I don't know who needs to watch your A squad play your B squad or in minor league baseball. Preseason baseball. Who's looking for that?
Yeah.
But they love this stuff. They love making sure number 89 is pitching to number 97. Guys who we may never see again except for this particular game. Well, baseball seems not to get that their sport isn't a premium product right now. So maybe you should actually make it more important as opposed to make it less important.
Right, right. So we'll see. I don't trust that the players are like, we ain't giving up that billion-dollar grievance, bro. So we ain't going to do this. No, it's not enough games. We ain't giving up our billion-dollar grievance. And here they are. And let's face it. They did negotiate. Finally, Ranfred said, we got to go meet face-to-face. It took 100 days. It took 100 days for them to finally meet face-to-face. Baseball, you suck. You just suck.
Baseball doesn't get something. You know, in the texting age, when you just text someone and you don't see them, they become more like just a number in a phone or words you see. Things change when you actually are talking to someone face to face. Baseball didn't understand that sending emails back and forth for proposals. I don't even know if they even talked over the phone. They didn't get that things may change if it wasn't just rhetoric going back and forth. If you actually sat down in a room with someone, you might figure out that, hey, maybe we can come to some common ground if I was actually looking at you. As opposed to just emailing you.
Yeah, and we can go back and forth. Well, we want this. Well, we want this. Well, okay, well, let's meet in the middle. We want 50 games. We want 70. We want 82. How about 60? Okay, 60. Okay, well, we'll do 60. Okay, well, how about you guys get – okay, we'll give you the prorated, but give us – yeah. Or we want 70 games. Okay, well, we'll give you all prorated, but give us 60 games. That's how you do it. Lance rails about communication all the time. That's all this was about. No communication whatsoever. Zero. And you know what? Rob Manfred was staring at the firing bullet staring it down, because if on top of the billion-dollar grievance that possibly could be coming their way, the Yankees crap that's coming out, all the cheating that had been going on throughout Major League Baseball. He's been a weak commissioner. This has been a crap run for him, just a crap run. And his ratings going down year after year. Now he just did just, which is, Lance brought up a good point. He just signed a $1 billion deal with TNT. This guy, the owners are like, this guy's a great guy. Boy, what a job he's doing. Look at that. Look at our television contract. I could have done that television contract.
That's why you were discussing, you've been talking quite a bit about how Manfred's on the, potentially on the chopping block. But if he's making those deals for these owners and he's a representative of them, and I'm sure they're giving him directives, are they upset with Rob Manfred? Sure, there's some embarrassment. People are talking about baseball in a negative fashion. You see reports, either whether it be from fans talking about or just reports on websites. But if he's procuring these type of deals, will the owners be all that upset with him? If these deals, we talk about Roger Goodell. We talk about how Roger Goodell has a bad public reception, but the owners keep raking in money. So why would they have a huge problem with him?
Right. Well, it pisses enough of them off. And, you know, if Kraft gets his little group together and they say screw him because, you know, he screwed over Kraft and you know, well, nobody likes the Saints people, the Bensons. But, you know, if he pisses off enough people, it could possibly happen for him. But, no, yeah, he's making the money. Here's the problem with Manfred, though. If baseball players file a $1 billion grievance and win, he just lost that $1 billion that he got from TNT. So, you know what? He ain't worth it anymore.
That's true. I would just like to know the dynamic. I know you said he needs to be stronger, but if the dynamic is he's just simply a guy who takes orders and becomes the guy out in front who takes all the bullets because the owners don't want to deal with it, he may be their perfect guy. Hey, Rob, this is what we want you to do. If you need to be the one who everyone hates, that's fine with us. We're all almost nameless. I mean, outside of living in the market of those teams, how many guys know owners' names?
If they've got to be saved from themselves, then they need a strong commissioner that's going to tell them no, because you guys are making a mistake here, as opposed to just saying, okay, this is what you guys want, okay. No, you got to be strong and say, guys, you're screwing this up. Well, I can save you from yourselves. And guess what? At billionaires, they do stupid stuff. And they're just worried about their money as opposed to the public appeal that this is showing. How bad this has been for the game. I mean, there's a lot of people that you pissed off. No one wants to hear about your flipping money right now. Nobody. Nobody cares about your money right now, baseball. Just know that.
And
Manfred could have saved them from themselves, but he, you know what? He was just playing good soldier. Well, sometimes you need a guy that's going to go to war as opposed to just being a good soldier.
That's true. But when you're in the midst of these type of things, the owners probably don't know any better, or they can't see it. They can't see that they need someone like that. And to your point, Manfred needed to be that guy. But until a disaster happens, which we feel like we're on the way there, I think they're more than happy until that moment comes when it's like, oh, wait a minute. We just lost this grievance. That $1 billion deal we just signed isn't going to come through. Until that moment happens, they won't know that he screwed them, and then he'll have to deal with the consequences.
Right.
Until
well,
that disaster
but it's the long term health. Yeah. Well, it could be, you know, it could be insidious. It could be just here's another chip away, and they don't realize it. You know, because this did chip away a little bit. Even if they play baseball right now. And no matter how this chipped away, a lot of people thinking, boy, shut up, you guys. You know what? We're sick of you. We're sick of you billionaires and millionaires whining. And we're sick of Blake Snell's. And we're sick of the owner's proposals that are, you know, and we're sick of hearing all of this stuff. We're sick of it.
I do think people who make these decisions don't have a great opinion of the public. I do feel like they believe that once the games are played and if there's what people believe is the right conclusion to the year, people will actually just, okay, baseball, you did what you did, but we got a season in and we had a great playoffs.
Yeah.
I do think they believe that because of how society is. We'll just forget about it.
Yeah.
And they may be right.
And they probably will. I mean, look at if the Astros are in it, we're all going to be, go Astros. We love you, Astros.
Yeah.
Go get them, Astros. Go show them, Astros. Shut everybody up, Astros. It'll be awesome. And Lance would just say, I'm sick of baseball. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And yet, it come October, if the Astros are in the thick of it, we're all going to be, yay, Astros.
The Astros are preparing for an ALCS. No one's going to be thinking about the angst that was June and July.
No, that's true. That's true. But everybody else that's not in it is going to say, screw baseball.
Well, I'm sure.
The cheaters are back in it. The cheaters are in it.
Yeah. Well, there'll be a team to hate. I think people will lock in. The Astros are going to be a ratings grabber because either you love them, which is one city, or you want them to fail.
Right.
I think the Astros are going to be good for baseball no matter what, if they're good again.
I'm thinking there's going to be a reverse thing on this. Hey, these guys are all right. You know what? You know what? They're a good group of guys. Or they're going to be, they're still cheating.
They're cheating. I remember before COVID, we talked about how I was on the side of there won't be any of the writers siding with the Astros and saying it's not so bad. And you kind of believe that maybe that would be the case. Now, COVID has interrupted that kind of cycle. And we saw, was it Oney who goes, this thing is the Astros' fault because of their greed. Now,
right.
The players are different. We'll see if the season starts and the Astros are really good, which side in terms of me and you are right about this. I don't know if you make money writing good things about the Astros, but we'll see, or get clicks. We'll see, though.
We shall see. 1014 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. It's just us. If you want to get in here, you got any thoughts about anything, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number if you would like to get in here. I'm looking at maybe the weirdest story that I've ever seen. Apparently, there is a bunch of people, nurse and two Disney workers among 16 men arrested for child pornography. And this is really bad child pornography. I mean, this is really, really ugly child pornography. But the headline, apparently in this story, is included in it is that one of them is an underwear ingester.
That means they eat underwear?
Apparently, he eats underwear, and I'm trying to find the story of this line. It's just horrific. But I've never heard of, there's a lot of fetishes out there. Right?
Yes, all kinds. For all different types of people.
Who eats underwear?
And it's not edible underwear. It's just regular underwear.
I
don't know how. Is he eating it whole? Eating it in pieces? How do you eat, I don't know, cotton or whatever the underwear is made of, depending on the quality. It just seems like a difficult thing to eat.
Yeah. You look at these. Now, listen, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, you probably can.
These guys, you can pretty much tell.
Yeah, you can tell what an underwear eater looks like. Let me ask you a question because I want to get away from, the creepiness of this entire story. If you had a friend, and let's say your friend's a normal person, but would you rather have your friend have an underwear eating fetish or like to watch videos of women farting on cakes? Which would be the weirder thing for you if your friend came and told you that?
I'd rather have him farting on cakes.
So if your friend was paying like $19.99 for a clip of cake farts, that'd be better than him eating underwear.
Yes. 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 No, I don't want to know anyone. Of course, I don't know. I probably know someone that likes the fart cake thing. I probably do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time I've ever heard of underwear in Chester.
And does the underwear have to be like a woman's underwear, or is he just eating like boxer briefs from Target?
It seems like it could be kitty within this case.
Oh, okay. So that's why I wanted to get away from it, really.
Yeah. This is horrible. I mean, people who do that, and these are bad videos too, really bad videos, apparently. And so this is good. Lock those people up and never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever let them out, ever. Because it's just horrible. Kareem Jackson got the owner.
Yeah. He and Von Miller are the two Broncos that we know of who got it. Now, Von Miller got it way back in, I guess I say way back, it was only like March when it first popped off. But Kareem Jackson tested positive for the corona. And I imagine as players start to get tested, the NFL, now we haven't heard about NBA players really since the beginning, but I imagine NFL players will hear their names come across the screen as we get closer and closer to a potential season beginning. When those teams are ramping up testing, you're probably going to see the same thing you saw in college football. Now, less players available to get for that particular thing, lower rosters. But yeah, you can see Kareem Jackson. You're probably going to see guys around the league testing positive or finding out that they had it and maybe not even having any real symptoms. Corona was going to get everyone.
Tell you the truth, if I'm a head coach, I don't mind it right now. But here's the deal. And again, it's different. There's different degrees, or you're affected differently, whatever the case may be. Because, yeah, there are some young people that are ended up in the hospital. We've already seen some deaths from young people. For the most part, I think for the most part, it's a flu-like symptoms. And, you know, and you're better. I wonder if Von Miller lost, because I saw, you know, Chauncey on Channel 13, he had it. And when he came back, he was skinnier. But I think he had a more severe case. And like Christina, and she talked about hers, that she was so lethargic, she couldn't pick up her phone. And it was like, you know, she had all the respiratory, all of the stuff that we think of when we think of the coronavirus. Our experience is much worse here in our house, much different in our house, where it's just like a sinus issue. So everybody is different. But if you're going to get it and you're going to get a mild case, if I'm a head coach, you know what? I think I would take that now.
Yeah, the science.
Let's get that over with. I don't want you getting that in September.
Yeah, if the science is pointing to once you have it, you can't get it again, and you won't, and you're not capable of giving it to anyone else. Once you've had it, pragmatically, you would say as a coach, yeah, I need my two deep to. I would rather have my two deep get it now than to go into a big stretch of my year knowing my starting safety is out for a couple weeks because he has it, and who knows how many people he would have spread it to, how many people do I have to quarantine, how much practice will be missed. These are all things you don't want to bring up because of the seriousness of it. Because we know it's a real life thing and people have died, but just from a sports perspective, yeah, catch this thing in the middle of June, where you're not affecting, particularly if it's a small case of it or not a serious case of it, where you're not affecting my entire roster, where my entire plan doesn't have a change for a season. No coach is going to admit to it, and rightfully so. But if you're a little secretive about it, would you rather have your roster get it now, and they might say yes.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. You know, the University of Houston was having pride. Dana told me yesterday. He said he talked about it on the thing. He said we had so many guys sick on the Thursday before our last practice that we were able to have. That he just said there were 12 guys that were. Diarrhea and fever and coughing and all this stuff. He said they were sick, and he said, well, you know what? Everybody go home. Everybody's sick. And this was before the virus even got here. This was or what we thought before was before the virus even got here. So he's not even sure, you know, because they're not testing for antibodies. They're just testing for whether or not you got it. And guys are testing negative. He says, I might have about 20 to 30 guys right now that had it already. And if they've gone through it and it was like a cold flu-like symptoms or whatever, and it absolutely will be beneficial for his team that they can't catch it or they won't catch it again. They won't spread it to other guys and all of that stuff. And he feels like maybe I think I've got a bunch of guys that have already had it, and we didn't even know it. We had no idea.
How do you have you talked to coaches about how they'll potentially handle this in season? Like if they find out, or even the protocol, like if this happens, if you find out after a game, you test on Monday after a game, because, you know, after a game, there are parties to be had, guys hanging out, and you find you test everybody on a Monday, or how many people you want on a Monday, and you find out a safety hazard, whoever has it. Have coaches talked about what that'll mean and how that's handled? That's so far down the line. It's not.
I don't care what they say now, but when their quarterback gets it in week three, you know they're treating it differently than if he gets it now. You can't tell me that these coaches are going to be. I know they're going to be telling. Let's not say anything.
Well, they treat it like a concussion, because there's a concussion protocol, which means you have to pass a protocol and then come back to practice. I mean,
how did they used to treat concussions, though?
They said, well,
that's how they're going to try to treat
this. That's why I'm asking the questions, because concussion is the biggest issue in sports, or the NFL or college football, sport football in general right now. How those are treated have been, and COVID's going to take over from that once these seasons begin. Will they treat them? Will the initial COVID treatment be like how they treat a concussion? So, he's a little sick.
That's it.
I'd rather not. Training staff, don't test him. He's just coughing. He's okay.
He's all right.
Let's play.
Yeah. No. We're fine. Hey, test. Or test him again. He's negative. Test him twice. Put that in his jar.
Trading off swabs,
yeah,
to make sure the guy
they do urine tests. You don't think they'll do swabs?
Oof.
Hey.
We're joking kind of, but I don't know. I don't know how coaches will do depending on the player. What they'll do depending on the player.
Coaches with their $10 million a year contract, you know what they'll do?
Yeah. Gundy under all this heat, and he finds out Spencer Sanders may have it. Does he want to really find out if Spencer Sanders has it during Bedlam Week?
If I'm Gundy, I'm going, hey, Spencer, come here. I want you to make out with this girl. She's got the COVID.
Early on?
Do it now.
Oh,
Do it now.
If Gundy was offering up co-eds who have the COVID to make sure his players caught it before the year started, I think he gets fired. I think that might be the final straw. Forget the OAN stuff. If they hey, you know how Tennessee had hostesses? Well, Oklahoma State has COVID girls. I think it'd be the end for Gundy.
That'd be it. That's it. No, absolutely, that'd be it. But you know what? Hey, I didn't know she had it. All I know is I wanted to introduce Spencer to this nice girl. That's all.
Are you a real life Tinder app, Gundy? Is that what you're doing?
Matchmaker. 1029 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, we'll call in 713-780-3776. Lisa called in, and the ladies always go to the front of the line. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Good. Just wanted to say, you know, I haven't been protesting or anything, but I really feel like I'm doing my part in the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm only dating minorities right now.
Good for you.
And you've made that decision since the protests began?
I just feel like I'm doing my part. I'm not protesting. No, I'm afraid of the COVID like everybody else, but I'm just doing my part. I feel like I'm doing my part because I'm dating minorities, and I'm really into the chorizo lately.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Is that too much info?
Maybe. Maybe a little bit.
Well, yeah, because, well, I don't know. So when did you start doing this, just dating minorities?
Probably, like, it wasn't just recent. It's been probably the last 10 years or so.
Oh, so you're doing, you've been all about Black Lives Matter for a decade.
Yeah, brown lives, too.
Yeah, because when you said chorizo, it didn't exactly
yeah,
seem
chorizo
exactly
is not,
like Black Lives Matter.
I was trying to think of, because I know Italian sausage del, I know chorizo. What would be the black sausage link?
I don't want to get into it, to be honest with you.
Oh, I don't want to go there either. I don't know.
Lisa, we should consider you an ally to the cause because you, quote unquote, are into the chorizo right now.
Right.
There you go. Yeah, well, right, exactly.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for your contributions.
Yeah. And that's more Brown Lives Matter, right, though?
Yeah, I mean, Brown Lives, Black Lives. I'm not sure referring to people as chorizo is a great way to go about it, but hey, to each their own. Lisa's an ally.
Lisa's my ally, dark meat.
Well, that's another thing. Chorizo, dark meat, all things we probably shouldn't use.
Well, that says you.
Yeah, says me. I know. I've made that quite clear.
Yeah, I mean, I just think dark meat is a good way. Listen, there's the breast and there's the thigh, okay?
And while we're discussing...
There's wings, which are both. I think that's probably a mixture, okay?
Because
wing has white meat and dark meat.
That's very true.
Right?
I'm more of a...
So that's more Derek Jeter.
I'm more of a flats guy. When it comes to wings, I'm an all flats guy.
You're a flap guy.
Yeah,
like the flap.
Yeah, I go flats. If a wing place gives me the option, I will go. Hey, that's 20 wings. Give me all flats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're odd because most people like just this drumstick.
I feel like flats are tastier. So that's my bag. But I would not refer to, me being an ally of the movement because I like all flats or I like dark meat or chorizo.
No, right. I mean, I think that I like Lisa's attitude, though. But she's been doing this for a decade. She can't claim that it just started now.
Yeah, I'm not sure that her affinity for brown lives and black lives has anything to do
with
the movement at all.
I'm not sure that's what the movement is about.
No. I don't think.
I think a lot of guys, though, are, like, appreciative. They're like, that's sweet. That's okay. If that's a byproduct, okay.
Well, it all depends on what Lisa looks like, really.
To be honest with you.
And, I mean, how do I be not rude about this? When you heard Lisa, did the voice throw you off a little bit?
I was questioning. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my questions.
I had my questions about Lisa as a name.
Yeah, no. I do, but no, I had my questions, but I'm pretty sure she was legitimately a Lisa.
Well, whatever. Whatever she identifies with, Lisa would appreciate the call.
No, I think Lisa was, I think she was genuine. I do.
Oh, you think the call was genuine?
I don't think it was David, if that's what you're saying.
No.
Who calls in as Reggie.
No, but you think the subject matter was genuine?
I think it might be. I think it might be. I think Lisa likes some dark meat, okay? And that's fine. If you grew up and you liked white meat, that's fine. But at some point, you like a thigh, and you go, hey, I should have known this earlier. I like thighs.
We've got some issues. People, and plus, what's another non-Throw Shade Thursday? But people have issues.
Oh, we did it again.
Yeah, Lisa sounds more like Larry. That's from Art. El Frodo says, fetishizing minorities is not the answer. That's probably my biggest issue with Lisa's call.
But again, El Frodo, if you're part of the minority, you're like, it's okay. All right. If it's a byproduct, I'm okay with that.
Well, you would have to ask a minority, John. That's all for that answer. Yo Adrian says my lady prefers the, I don't know if that's a bad word, salchicha? My lady prefers the salchicha, according to Adrian. Lisa's definitely an Eric Week D. Wong call. I think she was thinking, nah, I can't use that, what you said. Sorry. Sorry. Lisa sounds like she belongs to Meth Lives Matters.
No. She did have kind of a smoky voice to her.
Yeah, and one of our favorites.
But I don't think Lisa sounded like she had hair, chin hair.
Well, that would be in line with the Larry stuff.
Yeah, Larry. No. I think Lisa was legit. Actually, the more she talked, I was like, it actually is a woman.
See, the more I heard her, I was like, well, I got some questions.
At the very beginning, I was like, this is David again.
I didn't know he had that type of range, but at first, like, what dude is calling in as Lisa?
Yeah, and then immediately I thought, oh, Eric Wong, that's all. This is one of Eric's girls.
Or non-girls.
Well, yeah, that too. And David put asterisk, Lisa. No, she doesn't have an asterisk next to her name.
Look, guys, I know some of you are upset about the lack of Throw Shade Thursday, but I think this investigation into quote-unquote Lisa is more entertaining. I'm not going to lie.
All right. So let's do it when we come back.
Yeah.
Throw Shade Thursday coming your way. Let's break early and we'll throw shade. So we'll have plenty of time. Now, you clamor for Throw Shade Thursday. That means you call in because it is Throw Shade Thursday. Okay. Throw Shade Thursday's coming up. And there's plenty of shade to throw. Okay? Major League Baseball can catch it. Lisa can catch it. Okay? I don't see why Lisa should catch it. But there's plenty of stuff. COVID-19 can catch it.
And we've got a prize if you do call in and have the best throw shade. A $25 gift card to Black Bear Diner. So,
how about that?
There is even more reason to be involved with Throw Shade Thursday. You win something this time.
How about that? Black Bear Diner. I would love that. That would be sweet. I haven't been there. I want to go. 713-780-3776. Time to throw some, make some shade. But right now, I got to talk to you about my peeps over at Champion Energy. And we've got it down in the 60s here at night because it just, you can't. So they're home all day. Everybody's home all day. We got to keep the air on, and you know what? That's just a byproduct. So you got to do it. You got to do it because the kids are home from school, or you're home from, or you're quarantining, whatever the case may be. But here's the deal: so all day your air conditioner is working. Well, guess what? Then you're going to pay more. Well, guess what? I'm paying less than you because I have Champion Energy. Go to champion.energy/1560 and save money right now. champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN975. Throw Shade Thursday, 713-780-3776. We got some callers on the line, but we got some open lines, and y'all want it, so we're going to get it. 713-780-3776 is the number. Dell, are you ready?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, time to throw some, make some shade. 713-780-3776. Let's see. We'll start it this way, but we'll find out how it goes. Hopefully it'll go. Can you go nowhere but up? My OU Mike to start things off. What up, OU Mike?
I got two, so I'll make it fast. First shade I want to throw is at the Chicago Cubs. Now they're talking about bringing Sammy Sosa back into the fold and all that. And yeah, now that he's white. But back when Sammy was black, it wasn't even in the discussion. And the second one I want to throw at Joel and Charlie. Yesterday they were talking about Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth and something about they had a company together at first. They were two lesbians, and then they got in a big argument and divided the company. Something over Sara Lee's pie or something like that. But I researched it, and that's not a true story Joel and Charlie were telling.
Throw some, make some shade.
They didn't tell that story. You just made
Yeah,
that
seems unlikely. Let's cleanse the palate.
Especially out of those two.
Yeah, there's no, maybe on this show, but not with them.
Maybe Joel, but certainly not Charlie.
Joel's not going to appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to Gasman. Gasman wants to throw some shade. What's up, Gasman?
What's up? I want to make some shade at Donald Trump with this weak comment about, I support Colin Kaepernick all of a sudden. Man, you already know that he's going to get a job. So now you want to join the club. Man, Donald Trump, EAD, no G. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Are you allowed to attack the president that way on Throw Shade Thursday, John?
I don't know. That seems aggressive. That seemed a bit aggressive. Because that's all our president does is trying to he just tries to unify the country.
And once again, I feel like you've missed the last 30-plus years. Remember, stay on hold. You have a shot to win a $25 gift card to Black Bear Diner. So we're not just giving you a chance to call in. We're giving you a chance to win something.
Where is Black Bear Diner?
I don't have that information.
Okay.
It wasn't given to me. We'll find that out.
Black Bear Diner sounds like a good place. That's why I love diners. Sounds like a place I'd want to be.
Up next, we got Brandon. Brandon wants to throw some shade.
What is up, guys?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, I want to throw some shade at the MLB. You got billionaires fighting millionaires. While the rest of us coming out here just trying to make it, not get sick, I hope they cancel the whole season and none of them get squat. Trump 2020.
Make some shade.
Got his baseball taken. And was that a campaign
call
for
Trump? Did he say
Trump
2020?
Yeah, he said Trump 2020. Brandon, you hung up, so you can't win. Now, our good friend Lance told us there's three locations: Spring, Katy, and Sugarland for Black Bear Diner.
Oh, nice!
So multiple locations.
Place I want to be.
Yeah. Up next is your mic's gone. Let's go with Elfrodo on line one. What's up, Elfrodo?
What up, Elfrodo?
What up, gentlemen? My homies from the Shire. What it be? I got some. You know what, guys? I didn't know that you could be the biggest Chad and Karen all in one. But I'm going to throw some shade at Lance Zierlein. How can you like Harry Potter? That is the most Karen thing I've ever heard on this station. Shade throw.
Make some shade.
I don't like it. I just like it better than Lord of the Rings.
He called you a Chad and a Karen.
Chad. You're a Chad and
Karen?
A Karen.
Yeah, apparently.
His name is Frodo.
What does that mean?
Elfrodo.
Because he hangs with Bilbo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like he has a bias. He's certainly a Lord of the Rings guy. Elfrodo. He can't be trusted. Mm-hmm. We still have a couple more callers. Let's go with, I don't know who's going to win. I'm not sure we have a clear-cut winner yet. We're going to go with Justin. Justin wants to throw some shade.
Hey, I'll try to make this quick. I got two also. Kind of repeat. So I'm going to throw some shade at MLB and the commissioner. They just need to go on and cancel the season. Let's get back to watching some golf. And two, sorry, Lance. Lance is catching it today. It seems like every time y'all got a topic going on, could be edgy, whatever, he's all in for it. But as soon as you bring up, as soon as the NFL starts catching it, he's running. He's running for the hills. He don't want nothing to do with it. He's touching it.
Yeah, shill.
Make some shade.
Good people deserve good things.
Well, we all knew that about Lance.
Shill. We all knew that. He was a shill for the league.
Yeah, a giant one.
He's the Buster Olney of the NFL.
Ooh, you're carrying the NFL's water in Houston, Lance. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to you.
Let me know who wins this battle, NFL versus everybody. NFL.
It's a shame we have a guy who can't be impartial about anything. If the NFL says it's okay,
it's a scary thing. I am being impartial.
No, you're not. You're carrying that water from the house to the well and back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shout out. Should we say you're Lance from shill.com as opposed to NFL.com?
That's not the website.
Are we sure? It seems like you work for
that
website.
It's not the website.
Shill.com.
It kind of is.
Is that your bio now?
It's the new URL.
it redirects. If it you type in shield.com, it redirects to
shield.com. It doesn't redirect to a different site.
Yes, it does.
It goes right to NFL.com.
Yeah, try it, everyone. Type it in. All right.
That's it.
We're going to go with, I believe, Nestor.
Nestor. ¿Qué pasó, Nestor?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Isn't that Mito's thing?
Alrighty, man.
That's, yeah, he just took over. That's Mito's
thing.
Yeah,
it took y'all long enough to get me on the phone.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not going to throw shade at y'all. I'm going to throw shade at Mr. Gal. That's what I'm throwing shade at. You know, I was going to let it slide about the whole Raheel thing, letting him go because he's cheap or whatever, but that one didn't bother me that much. But I'm definitely going to throw shade about this. Man, he needs to fix his radio station, man. I can never hear y'all. Everything comes in all staticky. The other day, Justin Bieber was coming in over y'all. So, Mr. Gal, fork over some cash and get a better antenna. I need to hear y'all better, man.
Make some shade.
That's not it.
Ah!
Well, I can refute that.
No!
A misinformation.
No! It doesn't matter if he's lying or that is the rule. No refuting, even if he's wrong.
Well, that's not refuting.
It is.
It's not refuting. It's clarifying facts.
That is refuting. I don't care how you label it. You're breaking the rules, John.
All right, I want to throw some shade.
There you go. That's how you get back at him.
All right, I'm going to throw some shade at anyone who thinks that Mr. Gao isn't spending the money on it. Our antenna, more or less, is halfway to Beaumont. So you only have so much area that you can go to that you're not stepping on another signal that is 97.5 that is west of us. So you butt up against each other, and it just so happens they butt up against each other in the Katy area. That's why you don't hear it. It's not because we don't try. It's not because we don't want to spend the money. It's not because we're cheap. It's not because of any of that. So it's about FCC rules and how far your signal can travel. That's all it's about. And our travel is best on the east side, and it butts up against a 97.5 on the west side. That's it. It's not about being cheap. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Well, that PSA from Mr. Gal was brought to you by... Actually, that PSA from Granado was brought to you by Mr. Gal. We got a couple more callers. Let's go with Underrated Mess.
Okay. Underrated Mess, what's up?
What's up, fellas? I'm going to throw some shade at Lisa as a white dude that's been getting his hair cut in a black barbershop for over 20 years. I'm pretty sure that I can speak on this. But blonde white girls have been BDO for at least over 20 years. So Lisa's not doing anything for the cause. Do better. Shade.
Make some shade.
I mean, he's got a point. Lisa, you ain't special is all I'm saying.
Oh.
You might be special in
some instances. How special she is.
Well, promoting that I've been down because I like, she said chorizo, but you've been down with Black Lives Matter because you date black guys for the last 10 years. That ain't special. That ain't new. Lisa, you ain't new. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are new. That ain't something that you can proclaim and go, I'm down with the cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, well, let's go with Eric. I'm not sure which Eric this is, though.
No, this is the other Eric. I will not be making any inappropriate comments other than the fact that I work for a lifetime NASCAR fan. As a black man, I knew this coming in the company. I work in the oil industry, so that's to be expected. But I must now report that I work for a lifetime NASCAR fan who has decided to leave NASCAR because they got rid of the Confederate flag. I work for this guy. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't this the whole reason Throw Some Shade started? Where you could anonymously kind of do that?
Yes. It was really about attack.
It wasn't just guys in a warehouse just embarrassing each other?
Or someone calling in and taking a shot at the signal or someone who works here. It was initially to really get after people who, do stuff like that if it bothers you. So we've got three people held on despite the significance of a Black Bear Diner gift card. We've got Gas Man, who attacked Lance, which we're always good with. We have, Looking at the numbers, you have Nestor, who was very vocal in his distaste for the lack of a signal. And we've got Elfrodo.
I go Elfrodo.
I like Nestor.
I like him because Elfrodo went after Lance.
That's true. Well, Lance, have you heard these calls? We got a tiebreaker. Nestor took shots at, you know, the station.
Yeah.
Elfrodo took shots at you.
He's out.
Oh, well, are you going with Nestor?
See?
Who are you going with? It's only these two. It's a tie in terms of voting. John, oh,
yes. You're trying to pit me against the station.
Yeah, exactly.
You're trying to pit me against, like, Mr. Gao is who he went after.
Yeah, I know. So who do
fine,
you have?
Fine, me. Fine. Give it to the Hobbit.
We knew you were soft.
Give it to the Hobbit.
That? All right. Elfrodo wins the gift card to Black Bear Diner. Nestor, Lance didn't appreciate, you know, you going after Mr. Gao.
Yeah, I didn't either. And you approved of it. You approved of that message.
I didn't approve of it. I just went
to approved of that message. Reflect.
Not really. I want to put Lance in an uncomfortable position.
I'm Dell, yeah, and I approve tried. Of this message.
He tried to hem me up.
You don't understand my MO.
Well, I do.
No, you do. Lance.
I immediately pointed it out like I see what he's doing.
John doesn't understand the mind of a genius.
The winner should have been the guy who went after his boss.
Eric. He didn't hang on.
Oh, okay.
He didn't hang on.
He didn't hang on. So, Elfrodo, you win. Partly because you attacked Lance. And once again, if you want to find Lance's work, just type in shill.com. It'll redirect you to the NFL.com website.
That's not where the site goes.
Yes, it is.
That's not where the site goes.
That is. He would have won easily. He would have won easily if he'd have hung on. All right, we're done. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day, everybody.